the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May, to be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over the world. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. For the first freaking thing. To a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting the f***ing spot, Tony. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Saturday and Sunday. Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas on Friday. Just ask these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, so get your tickets now. The first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament and a championship semifinals are Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College in cordially invite your ass to come on down on Friday, Saturday, and just a bitch.
I love him.
Oh, yeah.
God, man, when we first found those, Barry White was, I'm pretty sure his balls were born before he was.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
We've had our recording challenges too, so I can't judge him.
Paul Quinn Collins, we've had awful copy emailed to us too.
Trying to cut a spot.
Copy boys, guys, do your magic.
May 8th, 9th, and 10th, Paul Quinn College.
This ass mole got words he don't even need.
Don't even need. Semi-tournament of the tennis best. Tournament.
I'm kind of flipping the spot, Tony.
I love the cowbell in this song.
You want one? I got one.
No.
You just want to mimic it.
Paige loves props.
I do. That makes me sound bad.
Like you were in, was it yesterday you were in here in the red lights?
I was.
Taking pictures?
You know, when leave, sometimes my eyes hurt, so I like to relax.
Did you?
My eyes going
to
hurt.
Did you post a picture yesterday that was supposed to be like a DM? Because you post this picture and it said, "You say I never smile. I like the red lights."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, was that too, somebody?
Yeah.
You posted it on your whole thing.
Yeah, because people say you don't smile in your pictures. Okay, then I smile.
You're not smiling.
I am smiling.
You're like Stephanie McMahon smiling.
Yeah, look, you're like some guy we know who smiles like that.
That says women don't like to smile, though. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Women, they think if they smile, it makes them like wrinkle up or whatever. So they just do that thing that is.
It's like somebody's owning you captive and made you smile for a picture.
Smile, damn it, smile.
I'm smiling.
Okay, I smile. Like Jim Ross just bit into a lemon.
Damn, it was a little bitter. Son of a bitch.
God bless him. He's having a rough time, old JR.
You kind of have that look that Emily Blunt gets where she like tries to smile, but she kind of looks R-worded in the face when she does it.
I like Emily Blunt.
Ridiculous.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's like
that. Like Jennifer Coolidge, but her lips are all messy.
I love her. She's
if you don't have a top lip, don't get filler put there because there's not lip. You're making your skin poofy, not your lip.
I know.
Just fill the bottom lip.
Her lips are so full.
It's like, I'm going to get my taint done. Who says that? No one.
What are they going to do to it?
No. Get it done.
Get it done.
Okay. It got my interest peaked.
It ain't gonna do itself, Mafa.
Wow. Keep talking, buddy.
Shout out to the Cowboys, Phil Mafa. He used to play for the Clemson Tigers.
I thought you were talking about The Rock, where it's okay, the heart to latch on.
Oh, God.
Try to give him to breastfeed him.
What?
Oh, man.
It's a whole big thing. The Rock tried to, he told Kevin Hart, he's to latch on to this nipple.
Yeah.
He's got some big pecs, I guess.
Yeah.
At least one. I think he's just got the one. But
All right. This is the more that Paige goes and prints this off for me, the DM.
Okay. You want me to do another one?
No, it's just another person. It's very like.
Is this like deep as far as?
No, it's just like when someone DMs you, and this is
that's
not
dong
like,
message, by the way.
Huh?
This dong message.
If you send
by
a
the way.
Dong message. A direct message, and
that's their business card.
Like this guy is he's sending four or five without you even responding.
Mm. Paige is gonna piss him off.
I just don't know what to say.
Like
honestly,
I'll do an impression because it's only on one paper. I was gonna say we could do it dramatically, but you don't have a copy.
I don't have a copy. Thought I was getting a copy.
Well, here, it didn't print. I'm sorry.
What do I want with blank paper?
I'm sorry.
Send me a voice message back.
It scared me.
And all you have to say is,
it's not the same guy. It's not the same guy. People already texting in. Was it the P asterisk Y guy?
It's not Kiss from a Frog.
No.
I'll kiss you. God, play that part. That's the part I don't understand. Was he talking about like... Your princess, it would turn him into a frog, or him home by midnight, your slipper, or whatever.
I don't know.
I forget that story. Was that the class one?
I dropped down on one knee, grab your hand, and give it a kiss from a frog.
So maybe he has a pet.
I'm going to turn him into a prince.
Kiss from a frog.
He's going to kiss you from a frog.
I don't know. This boy world, I don't understand.
Okay. Hey, Paige, how are you? Doing well. How are you? I'm good. 2 days later. Do you like Victoria's Secret? No comment. I'll send you money to radio station. I'm just trying to be a gentleman. 2 days later. Gorgeous. Good morning to you. An hour later.
Oh, an hour.
Where do you like to shop at?
Lidl.
No, she's ignored all these questions, and then that one she responds to.
She loves Adam and Eve and Lidl. If they had a combo store, she'd be there every day.
I shop at Dillard's. What's your favorite restaurant? No response. What is your favorite restaurant? I don't even know that answer.
I don't even know anymore.
You don't talk about eating out.
I don't, you know.
Do you eat out very often?
No.
No. When's the last time you ate out? When's the last time you've eaten out with someone?
The last time I went to the Bohemian was dinner like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you ate out Bohemian?
I did.
Wow.
That was interesting.
How did you meet?
It was business.
Oh, you had to pay. Okay.
Usually I like to cook my food. Oh. Remember I was working in a restaurant, so it wasn't a...
Well, I worked at Chick-fil-A, and I hate cooking.
Yeah.
I'll send you money to radio station. No comment on the where do you like to eat, your favorite restaurant. No comment. It would just be an honor to meet you.
But the one message, very interesting.
Where are you?
That one. No, it's not that one.
I thought you lived in Greenville. My dad family lives in Fountain Inn.
The fact that he didn't ask you where you stay at tells me that he's an old white guy.
She responds to that. I do live in Greenville.
Paige, why are you telling where you live?
Do you have Cash App? That's what he asked her. Do you have Cash App?
Respond back, no, comma, not a drug dealer.
Why do you ask? Maybe I will send you money for a dress or outfit. Smiley kissy emoji. Where do you like to shop at? You know, she already said Dillard's.
I know, man.
I am just trying to be nice. No hate. An hour later. Please. An hour. Dude, almost an hour exact, like he's got a timer set up. Where do you like to shop at? This guy, this might be a bot page. He's not retaining any of this information.
He's persistent.
Please, just trying to be a gentleman. Gorgeous, where are you? Gorgeous, where do you like to shop at? Do you like Victoria's Secret? I want to buy you a dress and outfit. Please, praying hands emoji.
Jeez.
Well, sweet dreams, gorgeous. And then the next morning, how are you, gorgeous? Please, just trying to be a gentleman. Where do you like to... Dude, this is a bot now. Where do you like to shop at? No, it's not a bot. You're not on 933 anymore. Yes, I am. What's your favorite restaurant? It would be an honor to meet you. God, dude, Paige.
The ones you respond to are kind of... Like, I don't get the...
She said, yes, I do live in Greenville, where her favorite place to shop is. And, yes, she has Cash App. Why do you ask?
Do you like...
I need you to send me some money.
No.
What if this guy's going to... You know,
where's the one you were reading yesterday about the spa? That was the one.
That one didn't print.
If, you know, these apps, you can look up people's names. If he knows your name, you can look it up and just send it to you anyway.
Well, yeah, but she you have to allow that, right?
I think it just sits there, doesn't it? Like in the middle.
I don't know. I always forget to go to those on there. I self-admit, she's giving me her phone.
Oh, that's a lot of trust right there.
Please don't.
I'm not going to scroll through anything.
Don't answer.
That's what she's worried about, the answer. You can scroll the Hooter pics you want.
Okay, let me scroll back here. How are you? Are you mad at me? Oh, my God.
Now, what's the time frame here?
Okay, so a lot. Like
this goes back like a way time.
This goes back to February 1st.
God.
You are so gorgeous. You are so gorgeous. Hey, that's a compliment. Well, thank you. Do you like Victoria's Secret? Do you like Victoria's Secret? You're so gorgeous. You're too gorgeous. You're too kind. I thought you lived in Greenville. I do. My dad's family lives in Fountainhead. Okay, this is where we ask. What do you like to shop at? I like Dillard's. You're not at 933 anymore. Yes, I am. What's your favorite restaurant? It would be an honor to meet you. I want to buy you a dress and outfit. What size bra do you wear?
Oh, now, I bet you anything she answered that one.
No.
You didn't answer that one?
Then the next day, how are you, gorgeous? Doing well. How are you? I'm good. Do you like Victoria's Secret? Not really. Oh.
You don't like Victoria's Secret? What? Yeah, like I wrote it to you just now.
I don't ever go in there, honestly.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I do. I like to sit outside of it and watch people go in and out.
It's nice, but the stuff sometimes doesn't.
I will send you money for a dress or outfit or lingerie, or if you want to get dinner or drinks, if that's okay. I'm just trying to be nice. I'm sorry. I'm at work. I'll send you money to the radio station. Do you have any piercings or tattoos? No. Well, just my ears. I'm sorry for bothering you. You're probably going to block me. I want to buy you shoes. I want to buy you a dress, please.
So you answered that one that you have just your ears pierced.
Do you drink? May I buy you a dress? I hope you have a blessed day. I want to buy you a dress. I want to buy you something. You don't need to. I'm just trying to be nice for a gorgeous princess.
He wants to buy you something, like anything. I want to send you to Claire's to get something pierced. You know what I mean?
How are you, single lady? Oh, this is... Oh, Paige. You shouldn't have handed me this. Why are you single, lady? Nobody wants me.
Playing into
I'll take you out. Honestly, I don't have a lot of free time right now.
Now, can you see...
You got any kids? Do you drink beer? Do you like sports?
Some.
I got Clemson and Panthers tickets.
Can you see what this guy looks like? Is there like a profile picture?
I'm not going to read his name page. Don't worry.
Because I wonder what she's looking at when his message pops up.
Tell me if you can. I don't want to hit the wrong thing. Wow, that's... gosh. Yeah, I mean, you got to appreciate the enthusiasm or the...
This guy's trying to send you money.
Oh.
Does he look like somebody you would date?
Hey, or her. No, man.
It's not what I expected, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, he's not being mean.
No, he's not.
You are, and I mean, you know.
So, you know, if he played his cards right, I bet he could meet her. He's going to wear her down. You just be persistent with it.
Yeah, but like, I would not advise that.
But it's a lot.
Yeah, I would not advise that. Maybe if he wants to call in and meet her or something, but not. I mean, that's too much of the same persistent question over and over again. Plus, I've never had a woman say, hey, I didn't get the spa package. He's like, I want to send you a spa package. I want to send you a spa package.
You know, some guys, that's all they want to do is just send the gifts. Like, that's how they get off.
No,
like
they, I don't know.
Well, might not expect anything in return.
Do people send you gifts on there?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, they
that's
do.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to pay taxes on it.
They do.
You don't. That's why, like, on Cash App or Venmo, you say, that was a gift. But happy birthday.
I mean,
big broom.
I don't want it because I can't give anything in return.
You don't have to.
I can be your friend.
You don't even have to do that.
No.
Look at these college girls. They're sugar babies. They make a lot of money doing it, too.
God, man.
You're a sugar baby.
But that's not the only one. There's one that's worse, but I don't want you.
Oh, please let him read it.
There's one that's worse than that?
Oh, look, let him read it. Or you don't have to read it publicly, but like, let him look at it.
Let me read it pubically.
So he can kind of gauge.
And this was kind of like a mistake.
You know what? Here's what I would tell you. If this was like well, you are a girl, I know. If you're a girl, I know, and you are, I would say you're like responding to some messages, you know, and it's kind of like giving him false hope. I wouldn't respond anymore. That's a little too.
Some of the stuff you respond to might make him think, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Gives false hope, especially like you answered the.
Like when you said your bra size was XXXGD, I don't know what that is, but
it went 14 lines.
I didn't
with all the letters. It had emojis in it and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, this is just.
If this guy, can we do that when we come back?
Yeah, we'll have
this
to.
This one's bad. I don't want to do that.
Oh, just let him look at it.
No, that's.
Is this in addition to the guy that left you those voice messages?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
So is it bad in what the person's saying or just the?
Would the internet be better without men on it?
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't use it.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Saturday night. I knew it.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Saturday night.
Old
the Twist
song.
And Shout.
Love the violin.
Was it at the Twist and Shout?
It is, down at the
Saturday
Twist and Shout.
Night at Twist and Shout. I thought so.
She wants to dance with a man from Louisiana tonight.
Louisiana. Because it didn't rhyme with Louisiana. I can't even say it. Screw it.
It was okay. Either this or Passionate Kisses.
She was in the women, right?
I don't know.
I think so. This is Matea.
Want to dance with a man from Louisiana tonight. Did you read the other messages?
No, the ones that she said, no.
God, those are the ones I want to see. Like, how bad did it get?
Oh, God, okay.
Like, could you put it into terms?
Okay.
Like, a couple of them?
All right, I got
one. Because those are the real fun ones.
I've just heard what she's told me off the air. By the way, tons of people. It seems a lot of them are women saying, quit responding.
Yeah, because the ones you respond to are odd. Like, you told them where you live. Not where you live, but that you live in Greenville.
Right. I say that I live in Greenville. I actually live in Simpsonville because I'm a swinger. No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
His password is upside down pineapple.
Yeah.
77.
Wow.
Weird. I don't know where to start.
Is it that much? Like, if it's like, you know, a couple of juicy ones, he can.
We'll go back to.
She's handing me to it, or handing me the phone.
She wants you to take a picture of Junior.
Did you meet this person?
Yeah, I thought the way he was talking to me.
Okay,
I thought,
say that for everyone, because that will give context to this.
I met this person.
Don't say where.
That don't say it's a person.
And he's. I thought.
Don't say it's a man.
Okay, it's a woman.
No, it's a man.
And this person was talking to me, and I thought he listened to the show.
Yeah,
because he just comes up to you, right?
Yeah, he was just talking to me, I guess I was listening to the radio station.
Mark.
Yeah, appreciate you.
And I just, you know, and it was just a weird time. I wasn't in my right mind. It's right after I found out my brother died.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. So this is recent.
Yeah. And so I was talking to him, and he handed me, he goes, hey, are you, you know, and he, oh, I like your music or whatever. And, you know, I go, thanks. Yeah. I, you know, I've been there for a long time. And
oh.
I just, it, and then he gave me his number. And I go, okay, thanks. And he goes, are you, yeah, hey, I want to follow you. So he followed me on Facebook. So I just assumed that he, the way the conversation went, I thought he listened to the radio.
Look at your phone again so it opens it.
Oh.
I tried to make a page face and it wouldn't work.
He just hands you his number.
And then, guess hey, it's me. But was it a business card or he like wrote it down on the receipt?
He wrote it down.
Okay, the first message. This goes back to January, Paige.
This is when it happened.
Yeah, I stepped the bitches on the reg not knowing who they are.
So nice to meet. Did you save my number? These are all unreplied to. Hey, give us the number again. General manager or gorgeous? Oh, that means good morning. Good morning, gorgeous. What are you doing? What's your number? Hi. Hi, friend. How are you? Good morning, Georgia.
Hi.
Gorgeous. You're too kind. She responds.
So this is every day, right? Well, she responded to that one.
5 days in a row. Did you save my number? I'm sorry. It was so hectic. WYM. What you mean? Talking about your day was hectic. What's your number? 2 days later. GM, baby. Yo.
Yo.
Hi. Thumbs up emoji. And then out of the blue. Oh, hi. Hey, how are you? Stressed. Wow, what's wrong? You there? You can call me if you want to. Missed audio call.
Hi, oh, no.
GM.
I get those.
Hey, GM, gorgeous. Hey, hi, hello. He's figuring out every way to say that salutation. What's your number? What are you doing, beautiful? Going to work. Oh, okay. Well, when can I get your number? Thumbs up. Can we talk, bae?
I know what this is. She forgets to respond to these people. Like, I feel like she would actually talk to this guy and have a conversation.
He was very nice.
Then he sends video of a woman doing yoga in the tightest leggings I've ever seen in my life, called Curvy Fitness Girly. It says, well, hello.
Hello there.
What up? Yo. Hey, bae. Are you okay? Missed audio call. Hello. Good morning. Bae, how are you?
Bae. How old is this person?
Baby. Hi, what are you doing? How was your day, beautiful? Beautiful. Hello, gorgeous. Hello. How are you? Still dealing with family stuff.
God, why would you throw that in there?
Paige, stop.
I feel like you would talk to the person, but you know. It's just...
But I don't want to turn him in. I don't want to be rude to him and turn him, because I've done that where I was like, just stop, you know. And then they get crazy.
What are you doing, bae? Hey there. What are you doing? Working. Kay, what time you get off? 8 p.m.
Are there any pictures in there?
He sends her links to Instagram videos. That's it.
But not like of his.
This is a picture of Paige's nipples, but I've seen that before.
Doubt
and
that.
Oh, Paige. Oh, I can't. You're giving him too much personal information in there. I'm going to be honest with you. You shouldn't be telling him all that stuff right there about that stuff. Like, man, I would not respond anymore.
Now, the fact that you said, you know, stressed, you said family issues.
Yeah, I thought he would leave me alone.
He
after
met
that.
You like very close to where you live.
That's why I kind of was going to be nice to him because he knew what my car looked like.
Do you stay strapped?
You really should.
Yes.
Yes.
Now about with a gun.
Yes.
Okay. I meant a strap on.
And a knife in my car.
Man, oh man. Yeah, I don't even want to make fun of that anymore. I'd say quit responding.
If I saw you say family issues or stress, I would keep messaging too, like, okay, maybe I can help.
Why? That's a red flag.
That's like, I figured that would make everybody run.
Yeah, I was like, okay, she's got plenty going on now.
God.
And then when half of it I think is because of what we do for a living, you know, that you get a lot of people that. But they're great people, and they just want to
I just
be
get
friends.
Offers from people to say, hey, we want to send you this stuff. We use give our promo code and save your listeners 10%.
I don't get messages asking me to kiss people like frogs or whatever.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to hear me say the P word, I'll say it for you. Okay. I'll say it for money.
That's just weird.
I was literally standing in line at the gas station. This older guy paid for my coffee and breakfast sandwich because he said I had a pretty smile. Felt nice, but he also stayed in his car till I finished pumping my gas and followed me for 3 miles.
God.
Saw a random dude at Costco bought my whole cart because he thought I was a single mom. I didn't correct him either. God bless.
Did he have a fire suit on by chance when you saw him?
Hot dog.
Did he have a hot dog?
A guy at the bar sent over drinks all night long and then paid my Uber home without even asking for my phone number. Well, what? That just may be a nice
one. Well, he probably kept your cup and got the DNA off it.
Oh, my God.
Went to a dealership just to look. That was in caps. And the salesman gave me a free Yeti cup, a hat, and a Chick-fil-A gift card. My husband was pissed off because he got nothing.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Boy, that's nice.
Oh, I love this.
Pulling Nazareth. Half-assed there.
Must have been Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Where is there another Nazareth besides the one where our Lord spent some time?
This reminds me of my mom.
I mean, my Lord. I don't know about your Lord. My Lord.
My Lord.
Did your mom like this song?
She didn't like any secular music.
Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free.
Sounds so good.
Take a load off Fanny. I ain't singing this part. You can sing this part.
You can sing that part.
No,
I'd be at that concert and I'd put the mic out to the crowd. Y'all sing that part. Yeah. I ain't singing it.
I didn't want to write that part. As one old man used to say, no.
I don't think it's literal.
God, I hope not. That just happened. Hey, this is a song right
Get
here.
A load of this. No, thanks.
No. You keep your load to yourself.
Yeah, don't drop those either.
God.
It's like soap in a shower.
Take a load off Fanny.
Fanny.
Take a load for free.
Now, y'all
Take
sing it listening right
off
now.
Fanny.
Everybody listening.
Rattle me.
Yeah, they didn't want to sing it. Okay, we're gonna whisper this part.
Everybody,
but the ladies,
just turn their radio down.
Gay Timmy's favorite part.
By the way, some texts about the free stuff that women get. I actually know this girl.
Some sage advice.
I want to hear this.
I posted that my tire blew out on the way to work. Hold on, let me scroll back down. It blew away. It's separated by two different texts. Oh, okay. I posted that my tire blew out. Three different men offered to cash at me within 10 minutes. Being a single woman online is insane and crazy. That's so awful. That's so insane.
Yeah, but
I know they're going to want something out of it.
But then there's something, and they won't leave you alone if they've helped you.
Yes, yes. You don't want to owe any favors to. Yes.
Why would you feel like you have to? They're giving you money.
Okay, I'll give you an example. I had someone come over to help me with my air conditioning. Right.
Well, I love the setup.
And
you get stuck in the air conditioner. I've seen that with plumbers.
And he did nothing. He was just talking to me. Didn't even look at it. Didn't even look to fix it.
Yeah.
So the next day, a friend of mine happened to be at the same bar that he was at. And he was saying that he hooked up with me and I hit on him. And he was at my house.
I want to believe him.
I did not.
Yeah.
He's married and nothing ever happened.
Is there a chance, though, that he took like a flirt the wrong way? Because you're so nice that a lot of people could take that as flirt.
Yeah.
How? When I'm just.
Because you're just so nice.
I'm showing him the air conditioner. How is that? Like,
you might have touched his arm accidentally, or you might have worn that zipper shirt that's stuck.
It's so hot in here.
You might have worn that black boob shirt that's got the hole in the front.
Trixie's back.
Trixie's back, and she's. She wants revenge.
Could you fix my air conditioner? It's so hot in here.
So hot in here. No, I was not like that. I was like, thank you for coming. You know, I love your wife. You guys are awesome. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, when the air's not working, I get a little crack sore sometimes. Could you fix
that?
It's
not happen that way.
I've got swamp ass like crazy.
That part.
Guess what?
I stink instead of my dog.
These little piggies are sweating. It's too hot to go to market.
You saw that. You saw that.
My dogs are barking. My ass is dripping. It's hot.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
I'll fix it.
No.
Approaching 92 today in sun.
And so my friend got in a fight with this person at the bar.
Yeah.
Because
this
is
one of your straight friends, probably.
No.
No.
And he's like, I know her. She would never have done anything like that.
Yeah.
The fact that, I don't know.
And he got kicked out.
Like, this is just somebody that said, hey, I could come fix your air.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you'd call somebody.
I did. Spent $500. It wasn't fixed.
So I guess they knew who you were.
So you were, like, sitting at the bar, and you're like, I don't want to go home. It's so hot.
Oh, no, no.
You want me to come help you?
I was never at the bar. They were just, he heard this guy talking about me to somebody else, and he knew that was my neighbor, and he knew the situation.
Oh.
Because I said, well, he came over, and he didn't do anything. He just talked to me.
Yeah. What'd you do while he was talking?
I was sitting.
Did you try on wigs and stuff?
No.
What were you wearing?
Probably something hideous.
Well,
you do dress like crap. Do you want to start hearing that?
Yeah.
Because you don't. You dress very lovely.
She loves
it. You say this stuff all the time. I'm going to start agreeing with you. Just to turn it around.
Well, when I get home, it's probably either some kind of yoga pants and a t-shirt.
That's perfect. With no bra on, and it's obvious.
No, I got a bra on, like, you know.
You have that one shirt where the nipple area is cut out all the way. I've seen it.
We're right here in the front.
And see, I was
wearing... It's like a Homer Simpson shirt.
Like a dreadful glamour dote outfit the other night. I was wearing like these tie-dyed bell-bottom yoga pants. And they're brown tie-dyed and like the shirt that didn't match.
What's the point of having leggings but they're all flared out at the bottom?
I don't know.
You and David Lee Roth were the same stuff.
And I was wearing this and I was like, okay, my dog's want to go for a walk. So I just went. And
she wears pants like the Young Bucks.
Listen,
I have something to say. One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.